Well, joining me now is Jeanette Ward from, I believe it's House District 57 in Casper. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on the show. House District 57, like Heinz 57, your favorite ketchup.
Oh, now that's clever. That's pretty clever. So my question is, first of all, just a quick one. Who are you? How did you end up in Wyoming? Why are you here?
Well, like you said, I am the rep from House District 57. It's the southeast-ish portion of Casper. And I came to Wyoming in August 2021, looking for freedom and fleeing tyranny from another state. And I am delighted to be living in Wyoming. I love it here, and I love the people of Wyoming, and I am so honored to represent them in the 57th District.
Well, we're pretty honored to have you here. One of the things that has surprised me over the last few years is as a lot of people know, my family came to Wyoming in 1878, which it goes back a fair piece, pretty well steeped in Wyoming tradition. But I've also lived in other places around the world and around the United States, and I have some inkling of what's going on outside of here. And that's why I'm so delighted that people like you and Tom Kelly and several others have come to Wyoming as, frankly, political refugees and are bringing some enlightenment. You're able to recognize what's happening and put up a warning flag a little more quickly than we might be here in our own sleepy little place. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. Now, I understand that
thank you so much.
Absolutely. I understand that you have some competition this year, that somebody stood up, and that you are also stirring up a little bit of dust with the WEA, the Wyoming Educators Association. Would you kind of let us know what's going on here?
Sure. So the Wyoming Education Association ran an ad against me with a nice little graphic that says Casper Rep Ward refused to support our public school teachers. They said Casper Rep Ward is voting against bills that would save our kids' lives. Mental health support in public schools keeps students safe and healthy. Rep Ward voted against providing mental health support for school children. She just doesn't get how to support Casper's kids. Why do you hate children, Mrs. Ward?
Good Lord.
Oh. So I was intrigued by that ad and decided that it needed a response because I got asked about it by several people. Interestingly, most of the comments on their ad, and there are 35 comments and counting and 15 shares right now, but most of the comments are defending and in support of me, which is interesting. It seems like the WEA's ad is having the opposite effect that they intended.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I understand that you do have someone contesting your race.
Yes, and it's someone who works. It's someone who works at Natrona County School District, and that would be the WEA-backed candidate. So that particular person was the head of the book reconsideration committee at Natrona County School District that voted to keep sexually explicit books in school.
Well, thanks for that insight. We will be watching your race and a number of others across the state. This is one of the most fascinating times of the year for Wyoming political junkies, when people begin to declare, I'm not going to run anymore, and there becomes this excitement, actually, about what's going to happen next. I've got a spreadsheet on my computer where I'm keeping track of races all over the state. Maybe I need to get
awesome.
A better life. Anyway, the last question that I had for you this evening was, frankly, it's a question that I wish people would ask me more often. Why are you so rigid? Why are you so unwilling to compromise? Why are you such an extreme right-wing fanatic?
Well, a couple of thoughts there. First of all, I am not the only one who voted against the bill and other bills regarding mental health in schools. A lot of other Freedom Caucus folks also voted similarly, but they seem to be focused on me. And, you know, I'm not going to compromise from the slanderous accusation that I'm a child killer for not funding mental health support. That stuff is a backdoor for all kinds of ideology, radical gender ideology that parents don't agree with. And I think parents are the primary stakeholders of and caretakers of their children's mental health. It's not the job of government to take care of the mental health of students. Schools should be educating students on reading, writing, arithmetic, science. And I'm not going to let the Wyoming Education Association or any other group that is going to usurp the rightful role of parents. And with respect to that question, why don't I compromise? I'd like to point out that I, in fact, did compromise with one of the, shall we say, biggest lawmakers from, air quotes, the other side, when I talked with him about House Bill 203 and making at least permanent or semi-permanent the, and House Bill 203 was the property tax, you know.
Yeah, the last, bill tax, the last minute, bill. The last minute property tax one where Representative Harshman came and said, hey, let's add 2 cents to sales tax, and then we'll put a cap on your property tax, which didn't even make it to the second reading before that was destroyed. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I did compromise with him on an amendment to make the exemption, the $1 million home exemption, permanent for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it said that I won't compromise, that's not entirely fair, I would say.
I would also say that what they mean by compromise and what you and I mean by compromise are two different things. And I can say you and I because I voted with you on those very issues that you talked about, a very proud co-sponsor of House Bill 50, the What Is a Woman Act. These are exactly
yeah,
the sorts
thank you.
Of, absolutely. These are exactly the sort of things that we need to establish and put a stake in the ground and say this far and no farther. Because as a political junkie for the last 50 years, I've watched not only Wyoming politics, but U.S. politics. And compromise always means, okay, you won't give we on the left quite as much as we ask for. So we'll take
exactly.
a little bit less.
I'm in.
And incrementally,
amen.
Yeah, incrementally over the last 50 years, we have moved farther and farther and farther to the left. We have never, ever, in my memory, either at the state level or on the national level, moved back to the right. But I'll tell you what, we put a few more butts in the seats in Cheyenne, and you're going to see that for the first time in my 50 years of memory. And I am so looking forward to sitting on that house where we have a slight advantage or a great advantage.
From your lips to God's ears, let it be so.
Amen and amen. At any rate, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time and talking to us. Is there anything that you would like to add? And if people want to give you a little bit of support or a little bit of love, so to speak, how do they reach you?
Well, thank you so much for asking. They can click on donate at my website, jw4w.com. That's the letter J, the letter W, F-O-R-W.com. Or they could mail a check to Jeanette Ward for Wyoming at 1600 East 26th Street, Casper, Wyoming, 82601. And if they did that, I would be so grateful.
I know that you would, and I would just say to you out there who happen to live in the north part of the state, right after you send a check to me, save a little bit for Jeanette. I don't want to raise too much for you and leave me out. Anyway, hey Jeanette, it's always...
Hey, well, what's your website?
You can find me...
Or how can we help you?
Yeah, well, thanks. You can find me at crosscreekmedia.com. There's a contact us. That's the easiest way to do it. I have a lot of places. You can contact me through Facebook or whatever. And we're currently working on a little more polished legislators' website. I admit I'm not quite perfect in that. But a lot of people have found me anyway, and I appreciate that. And by the way, a shout out to the folks at Honor Wyoming and the way that you have treated both Jeanette and me. You guys are fabulous, and thank you.
Thank you, Honor Wyoming. We love our billboards. You guys are doing great.
I love yours more than mine, though. Anyway, thanks for being with us, and thanks for the chat. And I look forward to having you on when we can have an extended discussion about a number of different things. So keep the phone lines open.
Sounds good, my brother. God bless.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.